It's Wednesday, January 11th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors USA is relaunching as Global Christian Relief after leaving persecution watchdog group Open Doors International. The rebranded ministry retains the same board of directors and CEO David Curry. Global Christian Relief's new website says, quote, "For 50 years, Open Doors USA has supported persecuted Christians. We need a larger vision to mobilize dedicated Christians to support our persecuted family in new and life-changing ways that will expand God's kingdom for the next 50 years. Our vision is to create the most extensive covert network serving persecuted Christians," end quote. Open Doors International will continue to maintain a presence in the U.S. and publish the annual World Watch List of the top 50 nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." A new census from England and Wales asked the population for the first time about so-called gender identity and sexual orientation. 90% of respondents answered the optional questions. The 2021 census data found that 89% of citizens said they were heterosexual. In total, those living sexually perverted lifestyles represented 3.1% of the population. This number comes in contrast to estimates by liberal activist groups that claim 5 to 10% of the population is non-heterosexual. The Roman Catholic Church in Scotland is facing a wave of closures in the face of falling attendance and rising costs. A spokesman for the Scottish Catholic Church told The Times UK, quote, "With a few exceptions, attendance and income in every diocese are down significantly following the pandemic," end quote. Scotland's largest archdiocese of Glasgow runs a